Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls about what you want. We'll start with Mike, listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was actually calling. Andrew caught my attention there. My son was arrested about 3 months ago for possession of a pot plant.
Oh, dear.
Which he was growing within a whole bunch of other plants that he was growing. He was growing a lettuce, jalapeno, and whatnot. He had a 4-inch plant.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally tore apart his house.
Wow.
Because of the plant. It's a felony now as of June in Florida. If you have possession of any pot that's growing, they don't care if it's a stem, and you have a child or any juvenile, then it's a felony, and it has a term of 30 years.
Wow, that is insane.
It is insane.
Well, Florida's also got a sentencing system that's set down by the legislature. It doesn't give a lot of latitude to judges. Is there a sentencing cell your son falls into here? It's up to 30 years, but usually
there is no division between if he had 100 pounds or if he had one plant or if mm-hmm. he had, you know, whatever he had. They went in, they tore apart his house, went to the court system. I paid $15,000 for a lawyer.
Mm.
We got him off with no adjudication, all right? But when he walked out of there, the first thing that happened was they implemented a $100,000 bond on him the first night they brought him in.
$100,000 bond for a guy who had a 4-inch pot plant.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a real danger to society.
They had running a drug house. Which was kind of funny because, you know, I don't know how many drug houses that can run on a 4-inch plant.
Well, now what the cops and prosecutors do early on is kind of, you know, up to them. Then you had your arraignment the first day. Did the judge lower this $100,000 bond?
Yes, they did.
To what?
And they lowered it to a $10,000 bond.
Well, it's certainly more in the realm of possibility.
It should have been, right off the bat, it should have been a $5,000 bond, but because the judge was kind of in an awkward situation,
yeah.
She was offended by the comment from the police that were there, the fact that, you know, she didn't hear anything about this new law, although it does exist. And when we were in court, when they were doing the adjudication, the judge, actually the prosecutor tried to implement a $4,500 charge for the 30 days they spent investigating my son.
So wait a minute, let me see if I got that straight. They wanted to charge your son money for investigating him.
30 days.
Nuts.
Yep. And on a tip from his ex-wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so let's guess who has the kid now.
No, thank God, because, you know, us grandparents are involved, which we have no rights in Florida, but we get involved and there's shared custody. But, you know,
what do you think about all this? I mean, had you even been aware of the war on drugs prior to your son being picked up for this? I mean, how did this make you feel?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm 52 years old. I've been through, you know, in my life, I've certainly done my share of everything. And I'm a business owner now, and, you know, my life's different. My kids are older. They're 24 and 26, and they have lives of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is ridiculous. It's the extreme of, to me, something that, if he had gone to prison for this, I would have probably had to spend everything I have to get him out, but I would have gotten him out.
Well, now, wait a minute. It's not over yet, right? I mean, there's still a chance that he could go to jail for this, right?
No. We've got adjudication, which means that he doesn't confess that he's guilty, but he doesn't confess that he's innocent.
Okay? I see.
So,
And what was the sentence?
He got 2 years probation.
2 years probation with adjudication.
I see. So if he VOPs, then he's going in, basically.
Absolutely.
Which is, by the way, what the system is designed to do. It's designed to make it so easy for people to get a violation of probation.
That's the trick.
That they go right back into the system. And
a bottle of liquor in his house will be a violation of probation.
In most places, yeah. I would think it would be, yeah. So,
we have him and my grandson living at our house now as a precaution. Mm-hmm. And he will remain there probably for a year until we can see some light here.
I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for sharing your story with us tonight. Unfortunately, it's not an uncommon story. These people's lives are being ruined around this country, and these government people just pat themselves on the back and give themselves awards and talk about how it is they're keeping people safe when it's nonsense. All they're doing is disrupting people's lives, putting innocent people in jail, people who've never harmed another person, people who are completely peaceful, and they're destroying families, destroying careers, and it's just so tragic, and it seems like, especially when they're going after you, as they are, or in this case, your son, it seems like there's nothing that you can do. And it's so frustrating, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. And it's situations like that that I would hope would motivate some people to get active.
Well, a lot
and
of people
do
sit,
something
a lot
about
of
this.
People sit back and say, well, it's not happening to me. And likely the gentleman who just called, and he's not on any longer, but you sort of asked him a question like this, is, you know, how did he feel before this happened? He probably never thought about marijuana. He wasn't doing it. It wasn't his issue. Mm-hmm. Not top of mind. Who cares? Well, the 1.5 million people in America who get arrested every year, they care. Their families care. Those people are being incarcerated, and they've never hurt anyone.
And it's year after year, so next year it's going to be another 1.5 million people, and it's not always the same 1.5 million people. So this drug war is touching in a very negative fashion a lot of lives, a lot of families, a lot of people. And when will it end? How many people have to be locked up before somebody finally says in the one of these state legislatures, somebody finally gets it into their head that, well, doesn't seem like anything's changing here with this war on drugs. We've been locking up 1.5 million people a year, and it's actually been going up. So 10 or 15 years ago, it was less than that number. So they continually lock up more and more people every single year. We lock up more and more people every single year, but yet the drugs are still on the streets. People are still using drugs. We're still arresting people for it. When will they get a clue that this is not a humane way to deal with what they perceive of as a problem? And I don't think most of these people have problems. The guy was growing a plant.
Marijuana, I wouldn't call it much of a... To me, as far as I'm concerned, marijuana less harmful than alcohol. And every study out there proves it. But the fact is that these politicians that make these laws, they go and they have cocktails together and their little parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine for them to imbibe mind-altering substances.
Well, the facts don't matter to them.
Yeah.
The facts don't matter at all, especially when it comes time to have a hearing on decriminalization and all the police chiefs come out and they argue against it. So on
well,
one hand...
Well, they know that their forces would be cut in half. Unfortunately, maybe not half, but a lot of the increases of on a nationwide basis of law enforcement officers have been based on wars on drugs, both under the Nixon administration and the Reagan administration.
Is there a drug warrior out there listening tonight? It's always so hard to get you to call in, but I like to invite you every single time we talk about this subject. Do you think that this war on marijuana or the war on drugs as a larger concept should continue? How many people are you willing to put into prison cells to allegedly solve your little problem that you believe people have? How many people, how many lives are you willing to destroy, tear apart? I mean, the last gentleman we had on said he was 52. He said he's done a little bit of everything in his time. Do you think that he would be better off today if he had spent 10 years in a prison cell for possession or selling marijuana?
Be better off? This guy's out there working and providing service and goods for people.
800-259-9231. If you are a drug warrior, we'll put you right up at the front of the call queue. And if you're on hold, we'll get to you as well about anything. You can always change the topic here. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
If you believe you need to work out 3 hours every day, you're wrong. But new government recommendations have doubled to an hour per day of moderate physical exercise. But any physical activity has value. If your main interest is fat loss, the experts recommend doing cardio every day with a few days of strength training thrown in. It really works like magic. Whatever you choose, remember, the more you enjoy it, the more likely you'll be to stick with it. If you increase your activity by expending 200 calories more per day than your body needs, you will lose 20 pounds in 1 year. On the flip side, if you reduce your intake by 200 calories per day, you will see the same benefits. Imagine what would happen if you were to combine forces, cutting back a little and increasing your activity a little. Yowza! For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. Now, those features include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours if you want them. Right there on the front page of the website. Easy to get and completely free. freetalklive.com. The authors of The Quick and Dirty Guide to War talk about current and future conflicts around the world, and Joseph Simonet discusses real-world knife fighting, all at paladinpodcast.com. PaladinPodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, military history, self-defense, and more. Remember, that's PaladinPodcast.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, we'll start with Jeremy in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys, I have a couple of things, but first I wanted to ask you, Ian, did I hear you correctly? This is your last Saturday broadcast?
What?
No.
No, not at all. I don't know where you heard that. No, we have no plans to end the Saturday show, ever.
Oh, okay, good. I guess I just misunderstood you. Sorry. But anyway, I was calling about, you know, saying if we could broaden the plane on this a little bit. I mean, I realize the marijuana thing's a big deal, but so are all sorts of other laws. Like disorderly conduct, you know, to where, like, loud and unusual is under that, I guess, you know, like with the music problem, they understand why I won't come out. They don't understand why I don't come outside and buddy-buddy with them, you know, and they came over here, came in my place without a warrant, took me to jail. They've came over and hit my dog. Last time they were here, they, Boy came up and he was like sniffing the heel of the officer, you know, like, who are you or whatever, and the officer just turned around and backhanded him, you know. And
I think we're inevitably going to see people disobeying the disorderly conduct situation. If somebody will get a disorderly conduct charge, we'll inevitably see somebody basically say, look, I'm not paying you anything for this, because that's what's been happening a lot up here when people will be charged with whether it's speeding or driving without registration or, in this case, marijuana possession. They've been basically telling the judge, hey, I'm not your piggy bank. I'm not going to pay you for this. And many of them have been let walk out of the courtroom and sentences suspended, fines suspended, and they haven't had to pay. So inevitably, as more disobedience continues to occur, it's likely that the cops will slap people with disorderly conduct charges just because that's what they like to do. If they have absolutely nothing to charge you with, they'll pull out the disorderly conduct charge. And I'm sure somebody will take it all the way and essentially make a stand on that one, though it's a hard one to necessarily guarantee. It's easy to guarantee a marijuana possession charge. You just possess the marijuana. But as far as guaranteeing yourself or doing disobedience with the intention of getting a disorderly conduct, that one's really completely at the discretion of the cops to suggest. And I'm sorry to hear about the abuse going on over there. And it's abuse like your story. And Jeremy, thank you for the call tonight. It's abuse like your story and like what happened with the gentleman at the beginning of this hour, the young man who was growing one marijuana plant. I wouldn't care if it was 100 marijuana plants. It's a nonviolent, peaceful activity. These people's lives are being destroyed. It's that kind of thing that really motivates me. I mean, hopefully it's motivating other people to do something about this. And if you can't figure out what to do, I would suggest that you, number one, learn more about the principles behind the liberty movement. Learn about the non-aggression principle. Learn about allowing others to be free. Because if what you want is the freedom to live your life how you want, without having anybody step in the way and stop you from doing the things you want to do, as long as you aren't harming anybody else. The secret, of course, is that you have to allow others to live their lives how they want, even if what they're doing you disagree with. You just have to understand that you just get to disagree. You don't get to throw them in a jail cell. You don't get to hurt them. You don't get to disrupt their lives. If we could get people to come to that conclusion and come to that understanding, we could really have the next great, I think, evolution of mankind. Where mankind and our fellow humans stop trying to control one another and start allowing each other to be free. So that's where you should start. That's where you should start. Start by educating yourself about liberty, and then bring that education and that information to others and spread those ideas. And if you've got it and if you're willing to do it, come to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and get together with other liberty-minded people all in the same geographic region. I think that's the key to really helping encourage change.
Yeah,
we're seeing amazing things happen with just a few hundred early movers here to New Hampshire.
It's easy to talk about small government and how you want to, you know, you'd like to see the size and scope of government, be it, you know, local, state, or federal, shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. That's not happening.
Everybody talks about it.
It's been talked about since the times of the founding fathers.
The numbers are amazing.
The biggest government that there has ever been on the face of the planet.
But yet, if you do a poll, Mark, you'll find that most Americans believe the government is too big. There was a recent poll that found that I think it was 71% of Americans think the American federal system is completely broken and beyond repair. So a lot of people are just willing to completely junk it, but that's, again, it's all talk. What can you really do about it? You can get together with like-minded people. We continue with your calls, and we talk to Steve, listening to WFLA in Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I respect you quite a bit. I've heard you before. You let that guy with the John Lennon murder say, what is it, Lennon Murder Truth get on last week, and that's pretty controversial stuff.
We'll let anybody who can dial their phone get on this show.
I was... In the 1980s, I've been kidnapped, pistol whipped unconscious. I've had guns pointed at me. I've been slandered on Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, American Journal, all the major newspapers.
What did you do?
Well, I'll say in a minute here. To this day, when I get a job, mysteriously, the boss changes his mind after 1 week because law enforcement comes knocking on their door and say, hey, we want this guy to go broke so he can commit the crime, so we can arrest him. I went through 13 jobs in 3 years once.
Wow.
And if you want to know what I do, I am the author of LennonMurderTruth.com. I'm the guy busting Stephen King out here in KCK. And my problem is the public is afraid. And in my opinion, the best movie ever made about Big Brother is The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, you know, Mark. How are we going to deal with this? We've got a situation here where this is a professional commercial radio show. We have to make money. When somebody wants to promote a product, promote a website, they have to buy an advertisement. And, you know, this guy's getting on every single week promoting his show. I mean, we don't mind talking about the issues. I don't know who that is. You can put that on hold, whoever that person is, board operator.
Board op.
Thank you. So the gentleman has called a couple weeks in a row just plugging his website. He actually pretended to be someone else at the beginning of his call, and then at the end of that call, he revealed that it was indeed the same individual who called before. Very bizarre caller. I mean, you can call about anything on this show, but if what you're going to call about is to plug your website every single time,
it's our job to turn each call into something interesting, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that the guy would keep on calling back.
I guess, probably the situation is, Mark, he probably can't get on any other show.
Well, likely true.
I mean, imagine...
he's going to get screened out.
Right. That guy is going to get screened out on every other radio show out there because, number one, he's not on their
topic.
That's
our shtick, though. That's what we do different.
Right. Usually when you're calling a talk show, you have to be on topic in order to get on. On Free Talk Live, you don't. On Free Talk Live, if you're off topic, you might have to wait through a couple on-topic calls, but you're going to get on the air. We're going to put you on. You're going to be able to talk about what you want, as crazy and as nutty as it might possibly be. So... I guess we'll keep taking his calls. 800-259-9231. The way to avoid having that guy get on the air would be for you to pick up your phone and dial in and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to comment on the war on drugs or you want to bring up some sort of crazy conspiracy theory, anything goes. This is Free Talk Live, toll-free 800-259-9231.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. But you can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com. You go to privacyharbor.com today and get an easy-to-use, secure email account for free. That's privacyharbor.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, ladies first, it's Patricia listening to Radio Free Austin. Patricia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yes.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, my name is Patricia. How y'all doing this evening?
Just super.
Well, that's good. Bless your heart. You guys really restored my faith because I didn't know there was any show on that was like this. But back in 2000, I had a similar experience. And as a woman, I'm not older, but I got pulled over by this officer and I had been to my dentist of all places,
mm-hmm.
and I had medicine on me, my purse, and he harassed me, and no, I didn't have my license on me, and I made a wrong turn, but he kept harassing me. He got drug dogs on me.
Oh,
they roughed me up. They hurt me, and the only thing I found was, it's called, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but oil of clove oil. And you can buy any pharmacy if you're having trouble with your teeth. It's a natural. We put it in a field test kit. And he said it came out the same color as heroin.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, I know. I said, I've never even seen heroin, and they kept putting me in the car, and I'm just a little old lady. I'm not like some big, strong, macho guy.
Right.
Been married for 25 years, and my husband stuck by me, and every day he was there, he could just see me, and he's just been wonderful.
How did you feel about the police before this encounter?
I didn't really know. I knew there was bad guys out there. I knew people had been to prison. This happened in Belkind. I didn't really know. I knew I'd heard they were harassing people. But I didn't think it would ever happen to me. Because
there you go. Yep.
Right. And so then when they found, they even had drug dogs. And my husband, I got out of the military. He gave me some money to go shopping, get a car, get her home. And, well, he had his drug dog smell my money. He said, well, the way he looks at it, I just know this is drug money.
How much money are we talking about?
It was only about $800.
Wow. And so the cops tried to say that was drug money because you had some sort of dental chemical with you?
It was an oil of cloth.
Yeah.
And it was in a bag with a label. And he proceeded. I kept getting out of the cruiser to try to explain my situation. He wouldn't listen. They had bore him down. I was tasered.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They just don't care about what it is you have to say. Your opinion doesn't matter. Your thoughts, not relevant. He's convinced that it's cash money, so therefore it is has to be illegal. It has to be illicit. Did they confiscate the cash?
They took my car. They took my dog.
Gosh.
They took my son.
Your dog?
They took, my dog, Princess. She's here with me now. I love her. She's been here. Right, Princey? And they took...
She loves Princey.
I was a 54-year-old woman, yes. And when I went in there, I was all beat up. They had beat me up, tasered me. And I was put in a tank with women that were criminals that...
Mm-hmm.
One had beat up women in nursing homes and took all their pension checks.
Wow.
And one had set her neighbor's house on fire after they...
You certainly did not belong in there. How did all this end up wrapping up? How did you end up getting out? Were you, did they continue to press charges or what happened?
Well, they put the oil of clove at the DNA lab in Waco. And lo and behold, the system is really crazy. They gave me a public defender and meanwhile, my lawyer... My husband was trying to get our attorney from Austin over there, but Bell County is a closed county, so I heard. And the public defender they gave me was a chronic alcoholic.
Nice.
He said, look, plead no contest. I'll get you out of here in a week. I said, I'm not going to plead anything. He said, well, you'll be in there for months.
What was the charge?
Yeah, so much for speedy trials.
They, on his field kit, he said the oil of clove came out the same color as a heroin. Came out the same color.
But that's not good enough. They have to do the actual test back at the lab.
I know. They send it to the DNA lab in Waco. So I was booked in, and when I got booked in, I didn't have my license, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then for resisting, because they hurt me. They had me in the ground. They just shot me that
my gosh.
You don't ever want to get tasered. It's the worst thing in the whole world that could happen.
Tasering a 54-year-old woman.
They probably tasered Princess Prinny, too.
Oh, man.
So the
results came back, and it wasn't actually heroin, and they let you out, or what happened?
They had me in a tank for 4 months. I'm not proud of this. I had to pay for protection because... There was women, a girl in there that killed her whole family. They put me in a tank with women going to prison. And every day I was called names. Before I went in there, sir, I thought basically people were good. And they, whatever innocence I had, they
wiped it all away.
Yeah, but with my husband... He's a good guy. He stuck by me. He was there.
We are short. I have to say, we're short on time. I'm just curious. How did you get out of jail? What happened?
Well, what happened was, if they don't indict you after 90 days, they have to lower your bond.
Mm-hmm.
And so they lowered my bond, and my husband was back. He's a disabled vet. He did what he could, but he was always he finally bonded me out was Christmas Eve.
Mm.
And just loved on me, and he's a good guy. And finally, I called up because the lawyer I got was an alcoholic. They exuberated the test, and they found out I was right. And I tried every way to file a lawsuit, and no one wanted to take it because it was out of Bell County, and because they said they had probable cause to stop me, but they didn't have probable cause to case me.
They didn't have probable cause to keep you in a prison cell for
90 days for some medicine you were given by your dentist.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And I mean, some of the women in there, like one night, one threw water on me. So what are you gonna? And I get my commissary, and if I didn't give it out, they would beat me up.
Oh.
And it was just terrible. And when after I got out, I had a lot of anger in me. I'm slowly, and God forgive me. I mean, it ruins lives. You're right. And you know, I thank you so much for being on the radio last night, because now I'm in trouble for something. I didn't really do it, but I had an accident, and I saw the same cop, and he kept banging the end of my car. And I
Once they get you in the system, once you're in their system and they've got your name in there and they know that you've done something in the past, that gives them just another excuse to keep pulling you over and keep harassing you. And so much for the land of the free. Thank you for the call. I'm glad you made it, and it's... I never love hearing those stories. They're so awful. And it's like we said earlier, there's no shortage of this stuff. There's never any lack of more stories of police just abusing people and jumping to conclusions and being rude. And
well, they deal with the worst segments of society on a daily basis, and I understand why it is that they might jump to those conclusions. However, they don't know who they're dealing with every time. This is some old lady with a dog named Prinny.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Heroin addicts don't name their little fluffy dog Princess. I'm sorry.
They name them Needle. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Something has got to change here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, whether it's in one of the 41 categories, even used items, Free Talk Live will get a percent if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So we just heard yet another in a series of unending tragic sad stories involving people who were otherwise unsuspecting, getting caught up in this insane war on drugs. Some of them, whether they were suspecting something that happened or not, some of them were actually possessing drugs or growing the marijuana or something like that. But either way, what we're talking about here are peaceful individuals, people who've never harmed another person, being treated like criminals, being thrown in prison cells with real criminals, as that one woman was describing to us. And coming to the understanding, the hard way, unfortunately, that we're not living in anything that resembles a free country anymore. And I'd asked earlier for a drug warrior to call in, and there is someone who claims to be one on the line. Let's talk to Bob in Florida. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello,
hello,
Bob.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you said you wanted to talk to a drug warrior. Would you settle for a retired drug warrior?
What does that mean, you're retired?
It means I no longer participate.
So are you still?
Do
you still have the belief system that you had?
Oh yes.
So you believe drugs are. So what? How do you feel about drugs? Go ahead, give us your lowdown.
Well, you got your different classes of them, but you, first of all, there's drugs that will rob your soul, and there's drugs like marijuana which are good for your soul, and that's mainly what I dealt in. Or let's put it this way, that my friend dealt in, if you get my drift. But I did a lot of business in South Texas on the border, things mm-hmm. like that, mostly tonnage. The reason why I'm probably talking to you is because of I've got terminal disease, and it's been about 8-9 years ago, so I guess I can probably talk very liberally to you.
So are you saying that you were selling drugs down the southern border, buying and selling?
Trafficking.
So you weren't a drug warrior in that you were not a police officer or a border patrol agent.
No, I dealt with a lot of them, and believe me, there's a lot of them. You see, when you start getting, lots and lots of money that can be shared by everybody, well, then everybody from all facets get involved. You know what I mean?
They all want a slice. They all want a cut. If you want to bring that that semi-trailer full of marijuana through the border, you're going to have to pay off a few people, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got the, there's lots of different checkpoints, and there's borders, and there's cops, and there's judges, and there's a whole damn thing. But, you know, people that, a lot of that are involved with it are really good people. I'm serious. There's lots of families, especially Mexican families, that live on it. Are you familiar with Star County at all? You ever heard of it?
I have not. Where is that?
That's on the border. That's probably the central parts, from Laredo to Rio Grande City, Roma, right around there. That's where it all comes from. It's really everybody there is involved.
So
I
were
mean
you?
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, I totally believe
yeah,
it.
Everybody.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is, you know, they have an appearance that they need to put out there. They need to look like they're doing their job, but in reality, they're taking payments to look the other direction, or some of them are actually involved directly by moving it across the border themselves.
It's compartmentalized, but there's a lot of them that are involved in all different aspects of it. I mean, mm-hmm. even as far as going into Mexico and handling disputes. And then there's the transportation aspect of it. And then you got the checkpoint that's about 50 miles in. Then you've got mm-hmm. Houston, and then you've got everything else that's involved.
So what was your role? What were you doing at that time?
Well, I was what we would call an artificer, an enabler. I probably wanted to do this all my life, and this was my chosen profession. This is what I did, and I was the gringo. And I mainly dealt with a lot of Mexicans, Tex-Mex, if you know what I mean. And we bought lots and lots of tonnage.
So would you go across the border down into Mexico and then make a purchase? And
Oh, no, not me, no.
You would stay in the States, they'd bring it to you in Texas?
Well, it's not quite that easy. You've got to... create a business, you know what I'm saying? You have to have, there's all different aspects of it you can get involved in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just tell you about the one that, let's say, allegedly I know about, you know, you would go down to the border, and there's ranchers all over there, and they're all involved with it. And I met a guy that... knew them all, a Mexican, became friends, and after a while you realized that this was a great way to make a living. Seriously, was a great way. These were
yeah,
good
as long
people.
As you don't get caught.
Well, yeah, that's it.
And if everybody's on the take, and as long as you made your payments to the cops, then you're
like
not going to get caught.
But it's compartmentalized. You can tick people off, you know what I'm saying? And there's power grabs, and there's everything that you can imagine. It's really a complicated issue, but it's freedom. It is freedom. That's what it's about. That's for 9 out of 10 of the people that I was involved with. It was for freedom. And like I said, you don't do the hard drugs. You stay away from them. They're bad for people's souls. They're no good for it. It's terrible. But as far as cannabis, that's great. And then the lawyers, they're right there. They don't want it to become legal. They wouldn't have a job. Mm-hmm. The judges, they wouldn't have a job.
Yep.
The cops, I tell you, the best transporter in the world is a cop. They don't get stopped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, wow, I mean, this is an amazing story. So did you get out unscathed? Did you get caught at the end, or you made it away and you got your cash?
I had my reasons for discontinuing.
Mm-hmm.
What I was doing, but I got out pretty much unscathed.
That's good.
I had problems, but like I said, you've got to keep your perspective when you're weighing money instead of counting it. You know what I mean?
How long were you at it? I mean, did you start as a low-level street dealer and move up the ranks? How long did this take you?
Started in college in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a thing to do. And then, like I said, I met somebody, and then I met somebody else. And
it's all about who you know, sure.
Yeah, and then you have to realize the people that you're dealing with have to be, good people. It's not so much you keeping your trip together. It's everybody that's involved with you keeping their trip together. That's where you get the heat from. It's all around you, see? And then you have to make sure that everybody's not doing the drugs. They're not. The hardest thing that I had was convincing Mexicans not to wear gold and $600 boots.
Yeah, you don't want to flaunt the fact that you're making all kinds of money.
Yeah, you can't flaunt it. And then you. Another thing too is that if you get caught, a lot of times then you're under the thumb of somebody, or you'll go to prison, or you know, be lucky and you can buy it out.
Just so if you so if you get caught and they're not going to buy, they're not going to let you buy your way out, they could own you basically, and they'll let you continue operating as long as you pay them a certain a fee.
Oh yeah. There's anything you can imagine.
All kinds of corruption. Yep.
Yeah. Well, corruption. How about opportunity?
I love this guy. This guy's great. Have you considered writing memoirs or a biography or anything like that? Autobiography?
Yeah, I think I'll do that. I've probably got two or three good years in me. I've got diabetic complications, and like I said, I probably won't even be talking about you, but. It's a tragedy what's happening with this, but hey, it's America, right?
It is America.
And you get the good and the bad with the freedom. You really do.
Well,
but,
you were free, but right. The 1.5 million people
you got
that were
lucky,
arrested.
But you know, there's a lot of people that don't, and I'd rather have a system that's fair.
Yeah,
equitable.
Well, I you said, did I get out? Yes, I served my time. Oh yeah, I served my time, learned my lesson, and bingo, never happened again. And,
what did you say when you say you served your time? What do you mean by that?
I mean, I was in prison.
You did go to prison?
Oh, yeah.
When?
Early on.
Early?
Early on, when I was in my 20s.
But wait, you got out and you went back to it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's what my lawyer told me. He says, you know, he said, people are doing this every day.
Besides that, it was all you knew and there's good money in it, and so you went back
at
it. So clearly,
I had a college degree.
Amazing. I thank you, Bob, for the call tonight. Really appreciate it. Amazing story. And I believe him. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.